Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
We made up text messages they sent and then had the same dumb bit for a fake text message.
Dumb bit.
A stupid bit.
I got concerned.
You stupid bit. You are such a dumb bit.
You see me
Mike.
Turn white over there, Teddy?
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah. There we go. That was a good one. I like that one. Good All job. Right. How you feeling today, buddy?
Great.
Good.
Great. You don't want to know why?
Why is that?
Look what I got in the mail.
Oh, I saw.
Before I sat down.
This is good.
Now, so, actually, we got to put it on the TV because they're on right now.
Oh, the game. Yeah,
the game's on. We got Crystal Palace and Newcastle this afternoon.
Mm.
I, years ago, decided to become a Crystal Palace fan.
You did.
So I got my own custom-made jersey. Look at that. Got Common Man on the back. Look at that.
Oh, that's nice. You got a 9?
Yeah, number 9.
I like it.
You know, I figured single numbers more slimming.
Well, you better hope it's slimming, buddy, because that looks like a child's medium that you just put out of that box.
It's an extra large. I got an extra large.
There's no way.
That's right here. What does it say? Extra large.
It says extra large. It's not. That's a medium. That's a... Bodie is filling in for Panama Ted today. Bodie, that looks like a shirt you could wear, right? That looks like your size of shirt. I think it looks about
child size. Even.
No, we're going to put it on.
All right. I wish the listeners could see this because it is honestly, it looks like.
Put it on. I think this is going to look good.
Okay.
You know what? It's probably going to be a little tight.
I would recommend.
As the kids say, slim fit.
Okay.
But I think perfectly acceptable.
Take your headphones off because you don't want that going through the neck there. There's no way this is an XL. I know you wear an XL. That is a medium, buddy. Well, that, yeah. Hey, you know what? Not as bad as I thought it would be when you pulled it out of the box.
How's it look,
still,
Bodie?
It's
yeah. You're like 5 pounds away from that thing being perfect.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
Losing five. Not
you know what?
Five.
Yeah. Honestly, it looks like how all my shirts fit. So.
Look at that.
That's all right.
I feel like I'm ready for action.
You've got your Crystal Palace jersey on today.
Yes.
With the tag still on it, like a true champion.
It's itching me.
I bet. What's the spot?
This is like a boa constrictor. It's choking the life out of me.
Well, I mean, you want it to be kind of real form-fitting so no one can grab you as you're running down the pitch.
Right.
You want anybody to grab onto your jersey and pull you down.
You know what? I may not go to the game tonight.
Hmm.
Because they just put me in.
Oh, the crew would look
crew
at you and
Monterey,
say
they'd look at me, and one of the two sides would say, "This is the secret.
Look at that guy.
Look at him."
Well, they'd know your Italian heritage. They'd know, you know, Italy obviously a soccer power for many many decades. They would clearly say this guy's probably got some game.
Good man, I like it.
I tell you what, now it's a little tight, but
it's very tight.
It's a lot of tight.
Very tight.
The sash, though, it has it's white jersey with a light blue sash.
Well, that's why I saw it on the TV, and I said, man, that's a good-looking jersey.
What does it say on the... Because it has, like, words in the sash. Can you see what the words are? Oh, it just says Crystal Palace, looks like.
It says
Crystal Palace.
Founded.
Oh, and then when it was founded.
1861.
Oh. How about that, Reds? Take that. Yeah, what do you got to say now? National League? How about that?
Yeah, it's 1861.
Look at them. Ohio State? What do you got to say there? Nothing. 1861 for Crystal Palace. Soccer team half you haven't even heard of. And they've been rolling since then.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can tweet us at manandbone971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. I figure I got a good 3 segments in me before this shirt causes me to pass out. Just cuts off all the circulation.
It is really constricting
you. It's very tight, but I look sexy. Mm. Also on campus today, all the news and notes you need, and the retirement edition of Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
That's right.
At 5:34.
People think just because Rimmer retired and the season's over, he's going away. Not so.
No, he's still going to be on. He will eventually go away because, you know, we don't have him on all off season.
No. But
and he'll die.
He won't die. He'll live forever.
Okay.
He's going to outlive you and me. I'm not saying it's a huge accomplishment, but he will outlive you and me. But he is going to come back next hockey season with us.
Yes.
On the phone and in person occasionally when he's up here. But yeah, we're going to talk to Rims next year. We'll still do name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Just because he retired from the Jackets doesn't mean he retired from this show.
On the burner phone, this is from, where is this? This is from Cody.
Okay.
He says, my guys. My wife just found out today that she passed her state boards.
Oh.
She got her medical license to be an OTA. What is an OTA?
Off-season training activities?
OTA, yeah, off.
Stupid. I don't know.
It's something good.
Okay,
congratulations,
yeah.
Cody's wife. She has been a nervous wreck leading up to this exam for weeks. What's the most stressful situation you've had regarding your job? Wow. Actually, interviewing for this job.
Well, that for you would be, because you have the most insane interview story I've ever heard in my life.
I was 23 years old. I had crapped out in Southern California, worked for a terrible company out there. I was back home in Chicago living with my parents, applying for jobs all over the place. This job opened up. I had a buddy who lived in Columbus. I said, man, this is a dream job. But I was just so tired of everything that I said, if I don't get this job, I quit. No more radio for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sell cars. That was my backup plan. Be a car salesman. And so I applied for the job here. I got a call. They said, come on in. We'd like to see you. I've done this before.
Right.
Go on interviews, right? Hopped in the car, drove, got here, took a tour of the building. Hey, this is so-and-so. Hey, Chris Spielman. Hey, Kirk Herbstreit. Hi. Oh, this is great. I can't believe this is wonderful. We sat down in the boss's office to have the interview. And then halfway through the interview, he said, you know what I've learned is very effective is hearing guys on the air. And I said, yes, I agree. I have my tape here.
Right. He can play
we
it can, for you.
We can listen to that. Or if you prefer, I can go in a studio and pretend to do a show. He said, how about you just go on and do our afternoon show today?
This was a big time radio station when you came here to do this. I mean, I listened to The Fan when it was 1460 WBNS when I was a kid. I listened to this station when, Terry Glenn was running down the sidelines. I mean, I listened to all kinds. I sure heard Eddie George run for touchdowns on the station. So the fact that that station of record, the sports station in town back then, would say to a guy who's trying out for a job, just
go
on and
host
do afternoon,
the afternoon
drive.
Show. And at that time, The Fan had 4 hours of local programming all day. We had an hour at noon,
wow,
which was Spielman on Sports from 12 to 1, and then we had an afternoon show from 3 to 6. That was it. And so they took the afternoon show, the highest billing show that they had, and said, hey, new guy who we don't know if we're going to hire yet, go host the show. So I thought he was kidding at first. I had a nervous laugh.
Yeah,
that would be funny, right? No, I'm dead serious. And then he walks me down to the studio and introduces me to Kirk Herbstreit and Ted. Because Ted is producing the show.
And by the way, did you know at the time which one of those two would be way more impactful in your life?
Oh, no.
Like the day-to-day operations of your job would be affected by one of those two for the next 20-plus years.
One of them was really friendly to me that day.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was Ted. So Herbie's like, oh, hey, man, yeah, it's great. Oh, it's a good time. Blah, blah. And Ted's just like, what are you doing here, idiot?
Yeah.
Oh, I got babysit this idiot all day.
Right.
He thought he'd never see me again. He thought he was going to see me for 3 hours, and then he was never going to see me again.
To be fair, if right now, like, let's say one of you or I was off the air because we were out for some reason, and they said, hey, we're going to audition someone for another job here, but you know what? Throw them in and have them host Common Man and T-Bone, like someone interviewing, and then they brought that person to Ted. Ted's reaction today, 20 years later, would be the same thing. He'd be like, oh, man, what? Why did I do that?
And my reaction would be, we're not doing it.
Yeah, your reaction would be murder. Someone. Yeah, murder someone
on that
day.
I'm not here to audition somebody for you.
No.
Go do that on your own time.
Well, go figure. Herbie didn't have the broadcast sense to know that's a ridiculous idea.
And I remember the first segment, I'm sitting there, I'm nervous. It's Herbie, it's me, and it was Doug Lascelles that day.
Oh, yes, former NBC4 sportscaster.
And they have me coming in and out of breaks, and they're handing me sponsorship reads that I've never seen before. Right? I mean, companies that have been advertising on the station for years, but I've never seen them before. And so Teddy hands me a little liner for Everdry Waterproofing. Mm-hmm. They used to do stuff with us here on The Fan. And I read it perfectly, except I don't read it ever dry. I read it every day, waterproofing.
Oh, so sure.
Hey, every day waterproofing. And then I finish, and I'm proud of myself that I got through this entire read without stumbling. We hit the break. Teddy comes on the headphones and says, hey, man, it's ever dry. And I said, oh, man, what do you want me to do? Come back on and correct yourself.
I would have liked it if, I'm just thinking of other reads you could have had back then, like Buddha's Carpets. You've got a Buddha in the carpet business instead of Buddy's Carpets, which was a thing back in the day.
So we had just run a pre-recorded commercial. We were supposed to run more commercials, but Teddy puts my microphone back on and I sheepishly say, hey, that company was Everdry Waterproofing. Everdry.
Dad's like, man, I'm going to get this read in one way or the other.
So he didn't care?
No.
He just knew he had to put up with me for 3 hours. That was the last he'd see of me. 20 something odd years later, here we are.
Yep. Probably. That's
all right. Big matchup tonight. We'll talk about it.
I cannot believe they did that. That is one of the most ridiculous origin stories
for anyone
who's ever been in radio.
I was awful. It went terribly. I remember I got on the phone in my car afterwards and said, well, that's it for me. And then they called and offered me the job.
Bodie, did you catch how he said was awful? Not present tense, like it still is.
It's all just awful. It's been 20 years of awful. This ain't one of them. We know. Big matchup tonight. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315. And we've got an accident on northbound 71's on-ramp from Frank Road, and that's on the south side. And some slower traffic on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and 4th Street. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same low-down payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Shun.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Wildcard Wednesday. Please do tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Big one tonight, Bone.
Oh yeah.
We got the crew hosting Monterey.
Yeah.
Over at LDC, 8:15 is the start time. You are all decked out. You're going?
Yeah, I'm going. They asked everyone who's going to wear yellow. So I'm doing my part. I wore the yellow today as opposed, usually most of my crew stuff is more of the black and gold, of the black and gold. This is one of my golds. This is one of my yellow jerseys that I've got. So figured I'd wear that. And I'm telling you, this is a discussion that's been going around with a lot of my crew fan friends. Pat Murphy, who has for years hosted the Massive Report podcast and wrote for the Massive Report. Also, we talked to him a lot about Buckeye stuff here on the station. I saw him posting about this, and he's not the only one I've seen. Is this the biggest match in Columbus Crew history? I was talking with Adam King about this, too, from 10TV. Is this the biggest match in crew history? And I will say, personally, it's at least top five most important match in franchise history, what they are doing tonight against Monterey.
See, you'll have to explain that because, you know, for just the lay person, they hear you say that and say, wait a second, Bone. You're playing the season to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
You've won three championships.
Yes.
You've played in four final matchups.
That's right. Right? Yeah.
So how can you compare this to winning a championship?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Winning an MLS title.
So those four games I do put up there as well in the top five. In the conversation, I would say the 2008 Eastern Conference Final versus Chicago. That was the first time the crew got over the hump to get into an MLS Cup in 2008, which they ultimately won. That game was pretty big too. But this one, you're playing for a multitude of reasons. One, you're playing a team from Mexico that you've played before, Monterrey. They played them a few years ago in this tournament in an earlier round and lost to them. Monterrey, the team they beat, Tigres, is not quite to that level. Monterrey is one of the biggest clubs in Mexico. But Tigres that they beat earlier is also very popular. Monterrey, Pachuca, Chivas, Club America, those are like Yankees, Dodgers, Cowboys, Lakers. Like those are the brands in Mexico. You put them anywhere in the world and there will be fans of Mexican soccer who will say, I'm going to that game. That's how, from a prestige standpoint, they're one of those legendary clubs in this part of the world. That's all. There's going to be a ton of Monterrey fans, I would assume, at this game, just because there's a ton of Monterrey fans everywhere in the U.S.
Right.
They're a big club. Beyond that, it's the fact that this one, it's two legs, right? You play home and then away. They're going to go to Monterrey next week. Between these two games, if you come out victorious, you go to the CONCACAF Championship, the CONCACAF Champions Cup final. That will be in June. That's a one-game playoff. Winner of that gets the trophy for the entire continent. So that's every team in Mexico, every team in Costa Rica, every team all throughout North and Central America. It will be the crew are in the final four. The other three teams are from Mexico. This is something that doesn't happen often for MLS teams.
So then what happens?
If you win that, you get a trophy, and it's arguably the biggest trophy in club history. I'm not joking. Like, winning that is like winning Champions League in Europe.
Would it be
for this region?
Would it be the biggest trophy, the most important trophy that a Major League Soccer team has ever won?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle won it a couple years ago. They're the only other team.
They won the whole thing.
They're the only other team, I believe, other than DC back in the late 90s, they won a version of this tournament. There's only been like two teams in MLS that have done it. The crew could be the third, I believe. But beyond that, there's further implications. Because if they can get to and win the championship in this thing, they get a trophy by June. That's pretty significant.
All right.
But then next year, next summer, 2025, the FIFA Club World Cup, they changed the format of this. It used to be like the top team in this region, the top team from South America, the top team from Europe, six or seven teams, but they'd go play. It'd be in December. No one would watch. No one would care. It'd be all backups playing. Next year, they've changed it to now like a cycle where they're going to put, I think, 2 or 4 years in between these things. Next year, the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup is in the U.S., it's 32 of these teams. Name a team you've heard of in Europe, Mike. Manchester City, they're in it.
They're in it.
Barcelona, they're in it. Real Madrid, they're in it. Bayern Munich, they're in it.
And like, they're going to be playing their guys, taking it seriously?
Okay. I mean, as seriously as you would think, this is 63 games they're going to have. It's like a World Cup, but for club teams. It's that many games.
Will they have it at home sites or neutral sites?
It'll be in the U.S., but I don't know where the stadiums are all yet. They may not have announced them. I'm not sure. But if the crew get into that, you literally could be playing Manchester City at full strength.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you could be playing Real Madrid at full strength. Listen, what you're telling me is if the Crew win tonight, they're better than Man City.
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
You know what?
I'll take it. Yeah. I'm just saying they are peering through a doorway that leads to the biggest clubs in the world.
Well, let me tell you something.
You want to walk through that door tonight, baby.
I'm with you. If you're excited, I'm excited. I was thinking, man, this is a drag because now you're not winning games on the weekend that you should be winning. You're missing points because you're exhausted, because you're traveling around playing all these games. And sure. Maybe it hurts your Major League Soccer standings. But what you're telling me is, dummy, this is more important.
Right now, I believe you.
I believe you.
Yeah, it sucks that they dropped 2 points to Portland at home. You have to win that game. That sucks. But of the two games, I want this one far more.
All right.
You know what? Hell is real. Hell with hell is real. They can lose that. I would rather win this game tonight and then lose to FC Cincinnati. That's what I'm telling you, how big this is.
This would be huge.
Oh, it'll be packed. Yeah, okay. I would hope so. It's a full. If it's not... Listen, go if there's tickets available, go get them. Like, you should be at this game. It's at 8:15. You got time. You're listening to me right now. Get there. Let's go. What are we doing?
Was it Ticketmaster?
No. It's TaylorSwift.com is where you go, actually,
Don't
to get all your tickets
an
now.
Ass. I'm here helping you express the importance of this game.
Where are you throwing shade at me? Where is the sports thing located? Should I go to Ticketmaster?
Stop throwing shade at me.
If they're putting Jacket Senators on Ticketmaster, they're putting this game on Ticketmaster. That's what I'm telling
you. All right, this is tonight, 8:15. Find tickets.
I think there's probably a few available.
There are.
Okay. So get there and go. This game is as important as it gets in my book. It's up there with an MLS Cup final. It's not... More important than that, it's in that ball.
All right,
it's in that team picture.
Here's what you need to know. You trust T-Bone, right? You listen to this show every day, 3 hours a day, every single day. I hope you do. Don't let T-Bone down.
Thank you.
And if you see him there tonight, he will be there tonight, and he will be lubricated.
Oh, yeah.
And inebriated and all the aided's. Go give him a hug.
Please. Well, you know what?
Tweak
That's
his
fine.
Nipples.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yes, a little tweak.
Okay.
A little tweaky, tweaky.
That's just how I let you greet me every day. That's different than how I let everybody else greet me.
We are going to do Wild Card Wednesday stuff and talk about the Bush. Coming up next. Billie Eilish. Very excited.
Okay.
Me too.
Australia. Big fan. The Bush.
Down under.
Down under.
Yeah, in the bush.
Right. Well, they say a wombat in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I don't either. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And there's a couple minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit Oaks Roofing and Siding. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's start off with this one from Layton, who said, just found out my ex contracted the Clizap from her actual blood brother.
What?
Who she was cheating on me with.
Huh?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
No, that's not real.
I got it. It's on Twitter, Mike, so how could it be fake?
It must be real.
this is, Layton does tweet us all the time. He's one of our listeners who tweets us often. So I trust him to tell us the truth.
I need to know more details, Layton.
I don't know how much he wants to share.
Why?
Obviously. Well, you know, I mean,
he just sent us a message talking about how his ex-girlfriend is having relations with her brother and how she has the clap. I don't think he's nervous about sharing.
Fair enough. You know what? That's a good call. Feel free to let us know more info on that. But that is,
a wild card.
You want to talk about a blurb that gets me to read your book, you know, like you put that in the New York Times. It's like a man finds out his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend has contracted a sexual transmitted disease from her blood brother that she was cheating on him with. I'm in, baby. I'll read that all day. This is from a burner. He says, my Ted ticklers. First time, long time. If you had to bathe in one sauce from a fast food restaurant once a day for the rest of your lives, which one would you pick?
Bathe.
Mine would be the Mambo sauce from McDonald's because I'd be irresistible, ladies. Dip, flip, nip, zip, rip, slip, come chip. On. He put all these in there. I gotta say them.
So you think just covered in sauce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what he's saying is what aroma would you want? If you had to go off the aroma of a sauce, which one do you think would serve you the best in whatever you're doing in life?
Honey.
Well, attract more flies with honey.
The right? Pure honey from McDonald's. That's how I like my nuggets.
Well, and I think pure honey, that's where I go. It's McDonald's.
Local, you know what I mean.
Local
okay,
bees.
They don't have a hive outside. Although sometimes in the fall they do, because they put those dumb flowering bushes right by the drive-thru speaker.
That's right.
And you get the fall time where the bees know they're about to die because it's getting cold out and they're ornery. And you roll down your window and say, can I have a...
How's that again? How's it go?
Excuse me, can I have a big... Did you like it?
Or most of us just go, like that's all we do.
It's
just like, whoa.
A whole swarm of bees. I'm like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl. They die right there in the woods.
Let's see. This is Lord Beavequeef. Don't know where he got that name. Says, my blokes. I need to have a good giraffe. I don't know. Laugh? I don't know. Please attempt to explain to me the rules of one of my favorite games, cricket.
I can't.
I will. Here's my best effort. There's a giant circular field. In the middle of it, there's a long straight patch where a man called a bowler, I believe, throws a ball, which looks like a croquet ball, at another man who's wearing like a goalie mask.
Dominic Hasek's old mask.
Yes, and has like a bat that looks like it's also made out of a goalie stick.
Right.
Behind him, there are three half cut off broomsticks with a little miniature broomstick on top of it. And the man called the bowler has to throw the ball at those things.
But it has to bounce.
It has to bounce, and he has to knock those things off. And the batsman, or whatever he's called, he's supposed to stop that from happening. So as much as he's trying to get a hit, he's also trying to protect. He's like a half goalie, half batter.
Right.
What happens
after you hit the ball, who the hell knows?
Yeah, when he hits the ball, there's no running involved, apparently. And I don't know what the scoring
is. There are fielders out there.
Yes.
They're fielding, they're throwing, they're doing something. What they're throwing at, I have no idea. I just know it takes a long time and you stop for tea.
They're not wearing gloves, right? They're all barehanded.
Are they barehanded?
I don't think they're wearing gloves. I don't think cricket players wear gloves. I could be wrong. I could have totally Berenstain Bears that thing right there, but I think they don't wear gloves out there.
Let me see.
But that's as far as like, what are the rules? How do you win? I don't know.
Batting gloves they wear.
When they're batting. Yeah. Yeah, they don't wear gloves out in the field.
No, they don't wear gloves in the field.
Yeah, they're just raw dogging it out there.
Mm-hmm.
No protection.
Reggie Bush has his Heisman returned to him after 14 years. So they had an official, re-sanctimonious, what am I trying to say?
I don't know. Or sanctification?
But, sure.
I don't know. Certification?
Yeah, I don't know. They gave him the trophy back today. They said, hey, you know, you had to sacrifice this thing in 2010 because we found out that you broke the rules and you shouldn't have been eligible. But the landscape of college sports has changed so much. Everybody's getting their money. So here you go. By the way, we just had a guy die. O.J. Simpson,
right,
who
yeah.
murdered people, and he still had his Heisman technically until he stole it back.
Right.
you know, but he was still able to keep his Heisman. So here you go. Here's your Heisman Trophy. So everybody's all taking their victory lap today about Reggie Bush getting his just desserts. Congratulations to him.
Terrell Pryor says, great. Now, can we get those wins back that I was involved in?
Well, and that's the next thing I was going to say.
Because that's just,
if we're really,
if Bush can get that back,
doing this, that, hey, the rules are different now, and so these rules aren't even rules anymore, well, then let's go back in 1999, the Final Four again.
No kidding.
I mean, I saw.
We should be able to welcome every. Boban Savovic didn't. He died for nothing, apparently. Like, we can't. What are we talking about? Jim O'Brien?
Did
we can't
die?
Acknowledge. No, I'm just saying.
I thought I missed something.
No, you, like, murdered his college career.
I see.
Over all this because he had an apartment. An apartment. That's what. The whole 99 finals. Final Four is gone.
You know who tweeted about this today?
Who's that?
Evan Turner.
Oh, did he?
He
really?
Wasn't on that team, but he specifically said. 99 team.
Well, yeah.
Where's my Final Four?
Where's my Final Four?
That's what he said.
Did he have any thoughts on Jim Tressel getting a 5-year show cause penalty?
Yeah.
All for what? Free tattoos? For trading jewelry for tattoos? We're not even talking about living quarters and cash.
Well,
we're talking
that's
about
the other thing.
PlayStations
when
and
do those
free
wins
tattoos.
Come back?
Right.
And the bowl victory that was vacated against Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That went away.
You're right. Yeah, that was...
Look, Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. Great.
Right. Yeah.
Probably never should have lost it in the first place. But if we're going to go back and recon everything, let's do a good job, shall we?
Retcon, I think, is the word you're looking
for. Retcon?
Retcon is when you, like, spy on someone.
Retcon, that's what I meant.
Retroactively.
Damn it,
Bone. You back. That's okay.
You've bested me again.
No, I'm just helping. Just trying to help. I say we bring it all back, and I also say we play the games again. With the current... ages of those athletes and their physical status, put them back out in. So get like TP now.
Ryan Mallett not available.
Well, true enough. I guess that won't.
I'm just saying.
I guess you know what? You're right. Thanks for pointing that out. Jim O'Brien still alive?
I believe.
I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Every time we say that, it's like, oh no, he died
O'Brien,
like years ago.
What do we think?
That's a common name, so you got to know which. Jim O'Brien, you're looking for here.
Yeah, it's the one that says American basketball coach. No, he's alive.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
He's only 74.
Let him live.
I thought he was older than that.
I don't know.
What's he been doing?
I don't know.
After here, he went to coach. Well, he was off for a long time. Then in 2011, he was the head coach at Emerson.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he got another job after here.
He did. Emerson is... Where is Emerson?
Fittipaldi.
Boston.
No?
Huh?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's a racing thing. Just stupid.
It's a racist thing.
Racing!
Oh.
Emerson, you said, where's Emerson?
Go,
and I said, Fittipaldi.
Let's go recon this whole segment. Let's recon it all. Stupid.
We just delete it?
Oh, we're going to recon.
Okay, good. Don't re-rack it.
No, we're not going to re-rack it. Mm-mm. Although, it reminds me, I have to text Rimmer. He's going to get all upset with me.
Oh, he's already upset, buddy.
Ted's not here.
Yeah.
And I forgot to message him today. By the way, I hope everybody had a good Passover last night. Was it last night?
I didn't know if it was. I wasn't paying attention.
Night.
I'm sorry if I missed that.
I think so.
But yes, I hope if that's when it was, I hope you had a good one.
All right. People are asking me to put the jersey back on. I can't. It's too small. It was cutting off my circulation. I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
Earlier today, if you missed it, Mike opened up a jersey he ordered for Crystal Palace, ordered it from Europe. It got here. It's an XL.
XL.
If it's like a medium. Not even close.
It's not even a generous medium. Generous medium. Long Island medium.
Yeah. If she donates, they're like, you know what? That's a generous medium.
Mm-hmm.
That lady is really generous with her time.
All right. Wildcard Wednesday. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know the northbound 71 on-ramp from Frank Road is closed due to an accident, and that's on the south side. We also have an accident at Neal Avenue and Goodale Street to watch out for. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Wild Card Wednesday. Please do tweet us. At Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. I would like to point out to everybody who may or may not be looking at anything. We have a real burner phone here.
We
this
do.
It's real.
Real burner phone.
So you text the burner phone, it comes to this phone. This is not a text app, none of that.
No.
It's a real phone,
a physical phone that I often forget to look at, but Mike does not. Mike remembers
it. I look at it every day.
So we had a Wild Card Wednesday last segment from Layton, who said that he found out that his ex had been hooking up with her brother. Yikes. Different segment, but still all the above. And then he found out that this woman, got an STD and found out it was from the brother. And so he sent that to us for Wild Card Wednesday. End of story.
No, it's not the end of story.
Well, no.
We need more details.
So we asked on the air, we need more details. So he replied in the DMs, and I asked him, is it okay if I share this? And he said, go ahead. So here's what he sent to us after we talked about that. Basically, I got a call from her accusing me of giving her an STD. I went to the health department to get checked. All clear on my end. But she didn't know that her best friend told me she was hooking up with her brother before we broke up 3 months ago.
Now, hold on a second. Like, some people just say things, right?
Just say things.
Like, D. Miller used to call Braxton Miller his cousin, even though they weren't related in any way.
Oh, okay.
They just knew each other for a long time. Their families knew each other, and so that's the cousin. So when this guy's saying her brother, is this actually?
Here you go.
Her brother.
He said, her best friend showed me pics of them being extremely close around Christmas time. He said, it's her half-brother, same dad, different mom.
Oh, no.
Still weird.
Yeah. Yes, it's weird. Doesn't matter if it's half. The whole point, even on YouPorn, is the word step.
Right.
Step
it's
means.
It's got to be step.
Not right. Even on 90210.
Not half. Step. That's not step. If you've got the same dad, you are half.
Jenny Garth and Brian Austin Green, their parents got married.
Right.
But even they didn't get together.
What was the situation with Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone in Clueless? Was it Alicia Silverstone?
Yes, and Step as well.
Their Step, okay.
Just that is a
pointing
movie
it out.
That I don't understand, that everybody seems to love, and I don't understand why, because it creeps me the hell out.
Well, I brought that up to my wife. I'm like, why is it okay when you watch Step Brothers and Sisters hooking up, but when I watch it, it's somehow creepy?
This is romantic. It's different.
Yes, it's on different websites, but yours is on Netflix. Mine is on OnlyFans. Who cares?
This is a feature film,
but it's all the same thing. It's just acting, right? It's all pretend.
That's right. It is all pretend.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so this is a half brother.
Says half brother.
What else is going on?
He said also. So this is again Layton, our guy who listens to us, said that his ex hooked up with her half brother.
Yeah.
That guy gave her an STD.
Okay.
Then he said she doesn't know. Her friend was also hooking up with that guy, and now all three of them have the same issue going on.
What's the issue?
Clap. Hello. Like, STD. That's the issue.
I know.
That same issue is happening for all of them.
Gonorrhea.
Oh, yes.
And I said, do you care if we share this? He said, go ahead. They're from Lancaster.
Same burning that I would feel during urination later that night.
Everybody from Lancaster just gets gonorrhea from sleeping with their half-brother?
I wouldn't go that far.
How you doing, everybody? Hey, you. It's state history. I got the clap.
I said, I'm just asking for clarification. If he's okay with us bringing this on the air, and he said, not only am I okay with it, let me give you a location.
Let me tell you something.
Let me share some locations with
you. Stop asking people. They emailed or texted a radio show.
Yeah, I get it.
You give us permission when you do that.
I know, but sometimes in the heat of the moment, maybe you just fire off a text and then go, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So I asked just for, I'm trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And thank you, Layton, for giving us that info.
Thank you, Layton.
That is a wild story. And it also feels like we have suddenly morphed into Jerry Springer, where I didn't realize that we were this close to these type of stories happening. But I'm glad to know
this. What are you talking about? This happens all over the place.
I'm glad / horrified to know this is going on.
That's what was great about Jerry Springer. It's relatable. Everybody knew somebody who was sleeping with their half-sister.
That's.
I have the STD test right here.
Oh, man. The fact that that show, Maury, all those shows would end, like, they go to, we'll be back with more stepbrother, stepsister love coming up next. And then they would go to commercial, but before that, they would have a little, the music's playing, crowds clapping, and the announcer voice would come on with the most ridiculous phrases you've ever heard. Like, do you believe you were abducted by aliens and that they got you pregnant and you've now had an alien baby? If so, we want to hear from you. Call our number. And then 3 weeks later, there'd be a show of like people who were convinced they were pregnant with alien babies sitting on national television going, that's right. Yeah, I was in the spaceship. We got them all up in there. I think I got 12 of them in there. I got a litter of aliens.
Bone.
Yes.
People always say, oh, the world is going to hell. Mm-hmm. What a terrible society we live in now. The world's never been worse than it is. That's garbage. Because all the things we're talking about with Jerry Springer, that was in the 90s.
You're right.
All right. Even before that, you want to talk about just crazy people? This was what I'm about to play you, the most popular syndicated radio show in America.
I hereby reserve away what is normally our first time caller line, area code 702-727-1222, and I hereby cancel that line tonight. And I hereby assign it to anybody out there who believes he or, and I might add, it's eminently possible it's a she. That I mean, after all, Antichrist was a man. The Antichrist could be a woman. Got to consider that possibility. If you think you're the Antichrist, or you even, if you even just a little bit think you're the Antichrist, well, now is the time to call. The Antichrist line is hereby officially open. Now, I no doubt will not begin to answer it until the bottom of the hour because I'm going to screen the calls to be sure of what I get. You've got to have, if you're going to have an Antichrist line, you've got to have high quality Antichrist calls.
I don't want to be fake
Art Bell.
Antichrist. I'm just saying, that was heard from coast to coast. It was called Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, when AM radio was a thing, that was when that was on. That was over like midnight, but this is what
Who cares?
Millions of people listen to that show. And people would call in, line up, sit on hold for 3 hours. Hi, you're on the air with Art Bell. Yeah, I am actually the Antichrist. Here's why all those other fakes are lying to you.
Why do you think you're the Antichrist?
One, I have never paid taxes in my life. Like, people would just out themselves for crimes on this phone line, and it's like, well, that doesn't make you the Antichrist.
Have you ever
murdered? We do have your phone number.
We're gonna another person in cold blood. Can you answer that?
This week?
Oh, so you've done it, but just not this week. Okay. Our murderer line is 800.
They would just take calls like this all night long from crazies. I miss it. You know what? We should bring it back.
We pretty much just did.
Just need to adjust our bedtimes. But that's it. Yeah.
We got some football stuff for you. Man, what a tease that was.
That sounds exciting.
Trust me. Stuff's coming.
Okay.
If you believe you are the Antichrist.
Mm.
Common Man and T-Bone here on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70 and a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Please be sure to download the podcast of This Dumb Show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
By the way, you told a story earlier in the show about, and you've told it before, the time you came here to interview for your job.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the interview, they said, congratulations, you're just going to host a show today.
Didn't hire me.
No.
So this is your tryout. You're going to host live on the air with Kirk Herbstreit. Enjoy.
We've had multiple people say that Panama Ted needs to go dig up that show from the archives.
We looked for it years ago. It's gone.
And, I mean, you have to remember, this is 20 years ago. We don't, probably back then, some of that was being saved to a computer somewhere, but most of it was probably being saved, no joke, to either a disc, like a mini disc,
a cassette.
Or a cassette tape.
We had these things just available in the broadcast business. They looked like answering machine cassettes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
They were smaller than regular cassette tapes. And they were hooked up to a master skimmer, is what
skimmer's
we called
what
it.
They were called, yeah.
And it would, you'd get like 7 days worth of shows at low quality on one cassette tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would archive, you would legally be required to archive the shows for a period of time to satisfy the FCC. I don't know what that was, if it was a month, it was 6 weeks, whatever it was. And then after that time has passed and you didn't have any complaints, you could then take the cassettes and throw them away. We didn't save them.
Right. Presumably, no one ever thought, hey, this would be a thing that people would want decades on.
No. No one who listened to that show said, this guy's still going to be on the air 20 plus years from now, and wouldn't it be cool if we had his audition show?
Well,
nobody was saying that.
You know who should have been in charge of this station? My mom. Because I guarantee
she
you.
She would have saved it?
My mom saves. I am looking forward to it. She told me a few weeks ago, my dad just retired, basement of their house has all these boxes and bins, and it's stuff from my childhood. And she said, we're going to go through it. We got it. She's apologizing. She's like, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to go through some of this. I'm like, don't be sorry. You shouldn't carry all this crap from 30, 40 years ago when I was a kid. You shouldn't have to carry that around in life.
Well, but, no. And then when they die, you're going to have to deal with it.
Right. But I am in, and for years, I would say to her, Mom, why are we saving this? Just throw it out. And she'd say, no, you're going to want it someday. Well, now I'm excited to find out exactly what is in there. Because I don't know. I don't know if there's like old textbooks from when I was a kid. I don't know if there's notes that I got from girls in like fifth grade. I have no idea. But I'm excited to see some of that stuff. My mom would have saved your tape. She would have saved every tape ever made. May not be able to find them, but she would have had it somewhere in this building.
You know, my mother-in-law would do this. She doesn't do it anymore. Obviously, because I'm not in the newspaper anymore either. But every single time that my name was mentioned in the newspaper or in Columbus Monthly, whatever, she would cut it out
mm-hmm.
and then mail it to me. Say, see, look, you're in the newspaper. And it was a very nice gesture.
Of course.
But what I wanted to say was, do you know that thousands of people listen to me every single day? Like, I'm on the radio every day. You are cutting out a magazine blurb that maybe 7 people read.
No, I wish people could have seen it. Like, because I've had that happen too with relatives of mine who, especially people who don't live here. People who live here now kind of get it. But when I go talk to my family in New Jersey, where my dad is from, they always ask, like, how are you still doing radio? And I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm still, you know.
Still working out for
you?
Yeah,
yeah. And that's, and I get it. They don't listen. They don't know.
You taking up a second shift at the sitco, are you?
Right. It's fine. But what I find interesting is there's nothing I could do to convince them that I do, like, a real job. And I have, like,
roll up in your Mustang.
Yeah.
There you go.
They've got, that's not a car that says you've got a real thing going. It's a nice car. I like it.
Wear some diamonds and the velvet suits that I know you wear.
I'm just saying, the only, like, there's nothing like that that I could provide to them that would make them think this is a real job, is all I'm trying to say. But they, too, would see things like a newspaper clipping as far more significant than the fact that a radio station hired me. I wanted to show them, and I wish I could still find all this stuff. When I put on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, I'm going to start working at 97.1 The Fan as the producer of Common Man and Torg back in the day. I got more people I hadn't talked to in decades. Suddenly, like, oh my God,
you know,
you're like a human now. Like, they thought I was the most amazing thing ever, that I was working near your presence at the time.
Speaking of Torg, I just watched today for the first time, because I popped upstairs to see how the girls are doing upstairs, and Amy's up there,
okay,
one of our fine sellers,
mm-hmm.
and she said, I came across the video on YouTube of when you and Torg were on CNN.
Oh,
this was right after we interviewed the president. We had interviewed the president, I think, the day before.
If people are new to this, you and Torg interviewed Barack Obama.
Yes.
When he was the sitting president running for re-election.
He was running against Mitt Romney. This was the 2012 elections.
I was your guy's producer at the time.
Right.
And we sat on hold for like hours, which was amazing to sit there and listen to all the military, Secret Service, whatever we were hearing.
Well,
stuff.
Because they will pop on. So look, we taped the interview in advance.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. Number one, you don't want to promote that the president's going to be on, because the president's schedule can change quickly.
Yes.
You know, if something goes down, he's going to cancel with the two dopes from Ohio.
Absolutely.
And then we look like idiots, like, oh, well, we're going to have the president on, but he canceled.
Who would believe that?
No one would believe that. So we wanted to get this in the can and taped before we started to promote it. They couldn't also give us a time window that made sense. It was like anytime between 12 and 2, you have to be on this open line, ready to go, and the president will join you. So we are sitting in a radio studio, just waiting. We're on this open line. Every 10 minutes or so, a Secret Service guy would pop on the line just to make sure we were still there,
yes.
which would freak us out, because every time we heard that click, we wondered who was going to talk.
Sure.
And the Secret Service guys were like right out of Central Casting, too.
Oh.
Everything you think they sound like, that's what they sound like. And then we were sitting there for a long time, and eventually, click, guy comes on. The next voice you hear will be the president of the United States of America. And then here's us. Just crap.
Yeah.
Coming
and,
out.
And I'm sitting there as a producer, and the next thing I heard was the most surreal thing in my life, is this guy that you've seen on TV a billion times go, this is my guys. Like, full on Barack Obama voice saying, like, you, if it's a prank, it's the most elaborate prank anyone's ever done.
I'll give you the, this is, this is how it started. I'm not going to play the entire thing, but this is how it started. This is us coming back from break.
It's the whole thing. Just see if you have a clip of him talking. You have a clip of you guys anywhere in there?
This is my guys.
There it
is. Yes, that's how it started.
Say it again.
Is this my guys?
So, the next day, CNN called and said, we want to have you on the show. We want you to come on. We're going to send a car for you. We're going to bring you to a studio. Come on CNN.
I know the president knows they're a big deal, but that's how you know you've achieved something in life. When people call to talk to the people you talk to, like, you talked to the president, now you're on CNN. Not, he's on CNN all the time. You got to go on because you talked to him.
So Amy from upstairs found this interview on YouTube. If you just go search Common Man CNN on YouTube, it'll come up. But I actually, with her up there, watched it for the first time.
Yeah.
I have never seen myself on that interview.
What'd you think? How'd you do?
Well, I mean, it was, I hate watching myself. I'm also, you know, much younger and slightly better looking.
Sure.
You know, but I was, you could tell how nervous I was. And the backstory was, too, we were supposed to be on a good hour, 90 minutes before, but they had some breaking news that day. And so they kept pushing our time back, but we're still sitting in the same spot. We're sitting in the same cramped spot with the stuff hooked up into our ears, waiting, never knowing when they're going to come to us. So by the time we finally make it on camera, we had been sitting there with our asses half asleep for 90 minutes.
I'll never forget that day either, because that was, you know, the next day after this interview had aired. And then CNN calls, you guys go to do it. And around the station, String Bean was running things at the time. And he says, what are we going to do? Who's going to fill in? And I raised my hand and said, well, you know, I've hosted shows here. I hosted the Buckeye Show.
You can't host this show.
Who do you think you are? You can't do afternoons. And I said, I think Krenzel came in too. I want to say it was me and Craig Krenzel then filled in for you guys. And I said, well, why don't I just hold it down until they get back? And they said, okay, I guess. And then that delay happened and I ended up, I think we did the whole show.
Yeah, you did the whole show. We never made it in.
And then they actually, it was funny because String Bean then came in and said, I'm so sorry. I'm going to fire those two. You are so much better than anything we've ever had on this station. And I said, no, Pistosh.
I wish.
Bring them back. Just bring them back in.
Fire me now. Please.
But yeah, I remember just the whole day. It was like, not only did I not get to talk to the president, I'm then getting String Bean going like, you can't talk. You don't know what you're doing. I was like, I sit with these idiots for 3 hours a day. I can't say something.
How hard could it be to sit down and go, yeah.
I gave you all your good lines anyway back then.
That's right. One former MVP having a tough time. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the right lane on southbound Neal Avenue after Goodale Street, causing delay, and you can expect a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. On campus, all the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:34. Rims, if you're listening, send me a text because I forgot to text you and you're going to be very angry with me, but I'm very much looking forward to talking to you and the Yapper Dogs.
Oh, yeah. We're excited to talk to them, of course.
Football stuff. Schefter says the Steelers are not expected to pick up the $25 million option on Justin Fields. His source was Common Sense. Look.
Yeah.
You go out and you get Justin Fields for pretty much nothing, which shocked everybody, shocked me, that there wasn't more of a market for him. You bring in Russell Wilson. You've essentially said Russell Wilson is the leader in the clubhouse. You're not going to pick up some backup quarterback at this point in your mind. Backup quarterback's $25 million 50-year option. We get it.
No, that almost seems like that should be just academic at this point. No need to throw that in a report other than just to confirm what everybody already should have known.
The Bears in the city of Chicago unveiled their plans for a new $4.6 billion domed stadium today. Who pays for it? Well, at least half will come from taxpayer funds. I'm sure it will wind up being more than that, and I'm sure it will wind up being more than $4.6 million. But they had a big press event today, which included a very weird prayer from a local pastor who was praying for, among other things, the dome to be built safely, the rabid 85 Bear fans to return, hosting a Super Bowl. I mean, as you would do when you dip your toe into the prayer pool, you would pray for all of these things.
Then prayed for, like, almost as a reminder that, oh, yes, that we actually could also be in the Super Bowl. Prayer that the Bears would appear in a Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah, so let's pray for, if we're praying, which, you know what, I probably would skip it, but if we're going to do it, let's pray for wins, shall we?
Sure. And then there was not a prayer for winning the Super Bowl. It was just getting there. But we don't want to task the Almighty with too much. Now, this is fine. I don't have anything against anyone's religious beliefs. What I do have a problem with is asking the Almighty to bless a billionaire family with billions of dollars from hardworking taxpayers. That I have a problem with. I don't feel like that's something we should be going and beseeching upon the Almighty for.
That's right.
I think maybe we should say, hey, we're doing this because the billionaires don't want to pay all this money to get their nice stadium. So we would like to use taxpayer dollars. We're just going to go ahead and chalk that up to humans being humans. We're not going to get the Lord involved on that. And we're going to see how it shakes out at the voting booth. Maybe do that.
So they're going to go out, the Bears are, and the city of Chicago, and say to the voters, we need at least $2 billion from your cut on this portion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf is going down to Springfield and saying that he needs $1 billion to build his new stadium for this epically bad baseball team that I get a kick out of watching every single night. They were up 5-2 last night in the eighth.
Oh, they were up.
Maybe you were sweating.
They were up 5-4 in the ninth, buddy.
Maybe you were sweating saying, are they going to win this game? No.
No.
They blew that lead. They lost. They're 3-20, but they need their $1 billion. Bodie was just shocked that I said 3-20. No, Bodie, that's their record. They are 3-20.
Good news for him, the Reinsdorf, is that the Bulls are going to go 500 for eternity, I guess.
Yes, that's
fine. They
love
playing in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Winning the first game, losing the second one, though. They're not going to get into the playoffs.
If you go look up the last 10 years of Bulls records, it's jarring. They have like seven of the last 10 years, they've been almost within a few wins or losses, and it's right around 500. They had a couple years of really bad, and then back to 500, and that's all they do.
Here's the history of the Chicago Bulls. Ready?
Go ahead.
I'll give it to you in a nutshell.
All right.
Awful.
Yep.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
And then awful. It's essentially revolved around two players. Michael Jordan era and Derrick Rose.
It almost sounded like you said Michael Jordan era.
Michael Jordan era.
The Michael Jordan era is what makes it.
He's a spicy pepper. Yes.
Yes. The Michael Jordan era. If you ever wonder why Derrick Rose is so beloved in the city of Chicago, because, yeah, he was a great player. He had injuries and then obviously played different places.
He had a two-year stretch.
Yes.
Where he actually got Bulls fans excited about basketball again because it was, you know, Michael Jordan and, hey, buy a ticket to see Dickie Simpkins. That's a real person that they tried to sell us.
Of course. I'm saying that makes sense, actually, why Derrick Rose is treated that way in Chicago, because outside of Michael Jordan and the players of that era, no one with basketball has done that for them their NBA team other than Derrick Rose.
No. One former MVP is having a tough time. Are you familiar with the struggles of Jose Abreu?
Yeah, I know he's not having his best year ever.
No, he's not. The Astros are having some problems. Now, they're not 3-20 bad, but they're bad.
Good. That's going to be a fun thing all year where it's like, hey, they're not as bad as the White Sox now.
No.
But that doesn't mean they're not bad.
But they're bad.
They're bad right now.
Jose Abreu went 0-3 last night at the plate. On the season, he has 62 at-bats. In those 62 at-bats, he has, wait for it, 4 hits. His batting average is .065 with no homers and 1 knocked in.
Oh, no.
It is so bad. They have him under contract at high money for the next couple of seasons. They're toying with the idea of just cutting bait and buying him out. The problem is they have no one on their roster or in the minors that is able to really play first base or take over for him in any way. But he's been that bad. Notoriously been a slow starter, but like slow starter, like .245 in April. slow starter.
Right.
Not four hits in 62 at-bats slow.
Wow.
That's really slow.
Jackson Holliday of the Orioles is hoping he can get to that right now.
Where's he at?
Until he got his hit yesterday, he was hitting 33. But it's still young.
Scottie Pippen.
The Pippen average. That bumped him up to 59. So he has two hits in 34 at-bats.
Well, 34 at-bats, yeah, that's a smaller sample size.
That's about half of what Abreu has, and he's got twice as many hits as him.
Should we, instead of a batting average, should we just have a out average? Like, I mean, because then it's a little more positive, right? It's like, actually, he's at 941 on the out average right now. Like, he's not hitting, but look at all those outs he's making, huh? Just try to maybe salvage it a little bit for some of these guys so it doesn't sound so
bad. I know. It's the sport they like to say where, you know, you fail 7 times out of 10 and you're a Hall of Famer. You know, where else can you find that?
That's right.
So we need to reverse that around.
Yeah, I think that would be maybe the way. We're getting to a point now where, how do you say 60? He hit 65? It doesn't make sense. There has to be at least a 1 in front of it for it to make sense. He hit 127. Vomit. He hit 33. What, he hit Jesus Christ? Like, what does that mean? He hit 33. Well,
that's what you say when he goes up to the plate.
For those who are not aware, our carpenter / savior died at the age of 33. For those not up on the lore. Just letting you know, in case you were wondering why I brought that up.
Thank you, Bone. I like how you put carpenter first.
That's what he did first. I'm just going in order of his biography.
Well, I mean, no, he was always the savior.
Well,
was he a good carpenter?
You didn't tell the son of God, hey, man, I don't think you made this cabinet the right way.
Wouldn't you assume he was the best carpenter of all time?
Yeah. You don't hear a lot about that.
That's what you think. I'm the best carpenter of all time. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Michigan's title is officially worth nothing. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident that's blocking the right lane on southbound High Street before Frank Road to watch out for. And you'll find slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want you to stop what you're doing right now. As a matter of fact, Boatman, let's take the music down all the way.
All the way.
I don't want any distractions, all right? If you're driving,
lock in here.
I want you to pull over. All right? If you're in the office, please excuse yourself. If you're sitting in a cubicle, whatever you're doing, please, I'll wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
I want to give people some time.
How long are we waiting? What? Okay, but why are we?
Just going to wait a minute.
Why? What is happening?
Okay, now look down at your pee-pee.
I see. You're going to have them do a little inspection.
Is the firmness not what you would like? If so, I want you to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, this whole message is even happier when I keep the music on.
I mean, I just want to say I laughed because I pictured someone at work being like, nope, firmness is great. Like, that'd be a weird time for it. I'm just saying, maybe after work.
If you're not happy with Al Dente, I want you to schedule a consult with the Tri-State Men's Health Clinic today. Your initial visit's only $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. And I promise when you call them back for your follow-up appointment, you will not need your index finger to dial the number on your phone. Thank you.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't.
Because then,
I got it.
Worky.
I see. I understand. By the way, it is Wild Card Wednesday.
I wasn't ready.
I'm sorry. I forgot because you're playing other things. Dustin said, did I really just hear the great Tim Hall question if Jesus was a good carpenter on Man and Bone?
Well, he just asked me as I walked out, too, what do you think Jesus's Yelp review would have been? And I said, perfect 5-star. And he said, there's no one's a perfect 5-star. I said, for Jesus, he would be a 5-star.
This is Tim 100% saying, I don't know. Now, Dustin goes on. He said, this begs the question. If Jesus worked at Jimmy John's, would Timmy make the Son of God remake his sandwich?
Yes.
Would the sandwich feed 40 people and become a miracle? I believe the sandwiches were feeding not 40, but 5,000, is according to the...
First of all, the Son of God, let's say Timmy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I like an Italian. Jesus makes the Italian as he's supposed to make the Italian.
Yeah.
Which at Jimmy John's includes mayonnaise.
That's how it's made there.
Okay.
Right.
Timmy takes a bite and says, hey, there's not supposed to be mayo in this Italian. Do you think Jesus then points to the menu and corrects him and says, actually, son... it does say that all of our sandwiches come fully dressed with mayo, lettuce, and tomato, and everything else is just extra. But everything does have mayonnaise. Or do you think Jesus says, I'm sorry, and just remakes it?
You know, Jesus was all about washing feet, from what I read. You know, he did stuff like that. He was all about
humbling himself. But he also probably just didn't want to be wrong.
No.
He wasn't the one that was wrong. He was in the right. Now, would he point out that he was in the right? Or would he just take it?
You know what he probably would do? Honestly, if Timmy got really lippy with Jesus, Jesus would probably have like a question for him that would make him question everything, where he'd be like, should sandwiches ever not have mayo? Maybe have you ever considered that? Think of the, you know, he would just have some parable for him.
If Jesus had a podcast, it would be called Lippy with Jesus.
I don't think it would. I do think that it would be really bad if you argued with Jesus about the cost of goods. Like if he made you something like a sandwich, I mean, he's the Son of God. How are you going to argue that? Like, I mean,
that's what we go back to the carpenter thing. What if he makes you a table? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Jesus, I hate to be a stickler, but one leg is a little shorter than the other. You think Jesus comes with some equal packets and just puts it under there and says, well, problem solved? Or do you think Jesus then would go back and fix the problem?
I think Jesus would say, why don't you take it home first and then let me know if it's wobbly or not. They'd be like, okay. And they'd get it home and be like, oh my gosh, there is a little low spot on our, I didn't even think of that. And then it's perfect in your house. That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make it
perfect.
So
he makes no mistakes. He wouldn't make a mistake.
That, I mean, I'm not, I probably could choose better friends though. I don't think I'm breaking news here when I say that. Literally, the point of the story is that, yes, he made no mistakes.
Right, and I agree with you. Timmy does not agree.
I know.
He thinks there'd be a ding from someone on Jesus's Yelp review.
Well, that's a different argument, because people on Yelp would find reason to hate on anyone.
That's right.
Mother Teresa could have been on Yelp, and they would have been like, I don't know. Slay seems like maybe she's a little too focused on everyone and not me.
You know, Mother Teresa never really gave birth. She's just a big, fat liar. She's a nice lady named Teresa. Let's just name that.
Yeah, mother is misleading. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift fans would say mother is Taylor Swift, so I don't know why we're calling this Teresa lady by anything called that.
Timmy, what do you have to say?
Were you talking about Jesus as a carpenter?
Yeah, and how you think that he would have a Yelp review that was less than 5 stars.
I just don't think anybody is perfect, and I think Jesus being Jesus, he wouldn't want to be viewed as perfect because we're all flawed.
I don't think you understand what the story is.
We got to look. I had 13 years of this in Bible school and then also went to Christian churches. I'll walk you through it. There's a big kind of arc to that story, which is yes, he would.
Well, you know what? I'm not subscribing. I choose not
there's
to subscribe.
You're out on that.
Hey, there's a story.
If it were me, if like he did some work on my house, I could understand. Like as keen an eye as I have for things,
you're not going to find fault.
Yes,
in Jesus of Nazareth.
No way. I could. Jesus, could you come here real quick? Could you look at the transition between the bathroom tile and the carpet that you installed? There's a couple of little frays on the edge of that carpet there. I need them to be tucked under. Could we just, I know it's a small thing, but could Jesus we just redo?
Jesus would never, he would never leave frayed carpet.
No, he wouldn't. It'd be, no, he would be looking at it saying it's no. perfect. You know what?
How there's, do you know that?
Timmy, there's a story in the Bible where Jesus got left behind by his parents and was at the synagogue and was going in. And this, he's a little kid and he walks into the rabbi and opens up and is like, sorry, buddy, you're getting a few things wrong here. Let me walk you through the Old Testament. And just proceeds to walk circles around the rabbi, and his parents come and are like, we're sorry. He kind of does this everywhere we go, because that's all he could do was be perfect. He only knew perfect. He would be, you would actually appreciate it.
Is that
he would
the just, right thing to do, though? To respecting your elders? I mean, maybe he was getting a couple things wrong, but is that the right thing to do to show him up like that?
The elders had it coming. They were too big for their britches.
I love...
They needed to change their ways.
God, I wish sports radio existed at, like, early Jerusalem, where it could just be like, you know, I gotta tell you, this dude, he's got these 12 guys, they're out fishing, now they're not fishing anymore, people aren't eating fish, nobody can fish, because if you'd like Jesus, you gotta leave your job and go follow him around to the desert, I guess, and wander around and go to, like, big picnics where he feeds 5,000 people. What about the fishing? You'd just be anti-Jesus the whole way.
This is Jebediah, first time, long time. Jesus did my carpet to tile transition. Wasn't really a big fan. Then he blamed it on his subcontractor and said, take it up with consumer affairs.
And then he just quit and disappeared for 40 days and 40 nights.
Who is his subcontractor? Peter?
Paul Peter's up to no good. Peter. He's up to no good.
Shoddy work.
And Pontius Pilate was the subcontractor, and he's like, listen, I washed my hands of this whole thing. I'm not even involved. And you got to talk to him. You got to talk to him.
Pontius.
Yeah.
Bad dude.
Did you ever hear my Peter joke?
Please tell.
I felt like all your career has been just a giant Peter joke, but go ahead.
No, this is an actual Peter joke.
I see.
And so, you know, Jesus is on the cross.
Okay. All right. We're off to a good start. This is where we want to be. Everyone's real comfortable with this joke premise. Let's go.
Well, look, this happened. We all agree. It all happened.
It's all fine.
So anyway, Jesus is on the cross.
Okay.
And he's yelling out for Peter, who's there.
Right.
Peter. And Peter says, yes, Lord. And he starts to go towards Jesus, but the Roman guards are there. And they say, you can't approach him. He says, my Lord is calling me. I have to come. And right. So the Roman guards take Peter. They break his arm. They throw him back in the crowd. Mm. And so Peter's got this broken arm now.
Okay.
Jesus is still on the cross, and he's still calling him. Peter. And Peter says, I got to try again.
Right.
So he approaches the guards again. The guards say, what the hell's the matter with you? Break his other arm, throw him back in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is still calling.
Okay.
Peter.
Okay.
And so Peter, with two broken arms, he goes up there and he says, I do what you have to do to me. I have to get to the Lord. And they break both his legs. Mm-hmm. And they throw him back in the crowd. But Jesus is still calling. So Peter's crawling. He's crawling. Finally, the guards just look at him and say, look at this guy. Look how pathetic he is. We've broken both his arms and his legs. If he wants to get there so badly, let him go.
Sure.
And so he crawls up to the foot of the cross.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, there, Peter. Peter says, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I've come. What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, Peter, I can see your house from here. That's my joke.
Okay.
You like it?
It's good.
Did you come up with that?
It's good old Catholic school joke. You know, did the nun come up with that
no,
one?
No, my dad told me that joke.
Okay. Hey, that's good. That's a good.
Saying, it was a good, like, no, I'm, got you. I'm yeah. 6 year
no,
old.
Here's you know the what joke. That was very Norm.
That was misdirection.
That was very that was Norm McDonald Catholic joke.
I will tell you, Christian school bone, in my head, I was like, first of all, Peter denied him 3 times, so there's no way he's getting his all arm right. broken. Like, I just immediately am like going into the actual like theology here. I'm like, no, that's inaccurate.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm the wrong person for that joke.
I'm sorry.
I know.
All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70, and there's a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Attention. Please flip your listening device to the stupid setting. Thank you. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Coming up at 5:34. I assume I have not heard from him yet, but let's just cross our fingers and hope that he's alive.
That's right.
If you missed the first segment of the show today, you missed me putting on my very, very small and tight Crystal Palace soccer kit that I got custom made for me from South London to here with my name on the back and everything. It was sucking the life force out of me. It was so small. I got an XL because I'm an XL in everything, but not in this. This was a US medium. I'm telling you.
And you squeezed into it. You tried to put it on.
I did put it on
for a segment, but it was constricting you.
But the power of the jersey, because they were in action today.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Palace won, beat Newcastle 2-0.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. That's three in a row from them.
Yeah, they're playing all right right now. You know who's not playing all right in the English Premier League? Liverpool.
They lost again today. Blech. Right?
This is a team. Dude, their coach, for those who don't follow soccer, Jurgen Klopp helped them win a title, something they've been trying to do for, 20, 30 years in the Premier League. Been a long time since they've done that. They did it a few years ago. He's a legend for them. Everyone loves this guy. He has announced this is his final year with Liverpool. He is of German descent. It is believed that he will probably take a year off and then go manage the German national team, or not even take a year off, just go right to managing the German national team. But everyone knows he's leaving. They were in the title fight, and it was thought, all right, here you go. Send him out with a big final flourish, Premier League title.
Going to win one for the gaffer.
And instead what they've done is just let it run down their leg all the way in. This is, if you're a Liverpool fan, I'm sorry for you. They lost to Everton today. That's their rivalry game. And Everton has been in a relegation battle because they keep getting points deductions for reasons I won't get into because they're boring. But either way, point is, they play their rival who sucks. They're awesome. And they look not awesome today. Bad.
Big one for the Crew tonight. Crew hosting Monterey tonight. 8:15 is the start time. There are some tickets still available for this. Now, maybe you're saying, I'm not soccer inclined. What does this mean? Bone tells us that this is top five biggest game in Crew history. This is a team that's won three championships. They've played in four championship games.
Yeah.
And this is the other game in that top five.
For me. I mean, that's how
important it is.
It's significant. The other one that should be 5A or right there with it is 2008 Eastern Conference Final where the Crew played Chicago. That was to get to MLS Cup. That was when Chicago brought back Brian McBride, but he was playing for his hometown team, Chicago, despite starting with the Crew. And all the Crew fans were like, that's what's going to happen. Brian McBride's going to beat our team. We're not going to go to MLS Cup. And the Crew won that game, and that was where you realized, oh man, this team could do it. They overcame everything. Even an ex-player coming back, they thwarted that. Outside of that game, this is the biggest non-MLS Cup game that I've ever seen in Columbus. It's on par with that. And it is on par for me with MLS Cups because you have a two-leg semifinal here. Go here tonight, then to Monterey. Whoever wins out of those two games, combined score, aggregate score, you go to the final for the entire continent, North and Central America, all those teams, it's the Crew and three Mexico teams. The other three Mexico teams, by the way, are all like the Yankees, Dodgers, you name Red Sox of Mexican soccer. They are Lakers. They are Cowboys. They are that level of famous. That is who they are. That's who the Crew are in with. I'd love to see them win this tonight and then go down to Mexico and shock the world and get to the finals. That would be epic.
8:15 tonight. It's on FS1, not on the Apple TV, correct?
That's right. Yes. This is not an MLS game. This is a CONCACAF Champions League game. So they have different TV deals for that.
Fat Boy Food Tap.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
If you've listened to us for more than 5 seconds, we bitch and moan about the prices. We're looking for value in fast food, right, Bone?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a little bit of value, but it's only for a limited time. Taco Bell is doing what they're calling a discovery box. On Tuesdays only.
Okay.
Tuesdays only, now through June 4th, okay? In this discovery box, you get a crunchy taco, a Doritos Locos taco, and a Cantina chicken crispy taco and a medium drink.
Okay.
And they're charging you $5 for that.
That's really good.
So for them in 2024, that's a good value, but it's only available on Tuesdays now through June 4th.
I do like that Cantina crispy taco. I think they do a good job with that. That is usually a fairly expensive menu item comparatively for what it is, just being a single taco. To get three tacos and a drink for $5 at Taco Bell these days, you're exactly right. That is not that's not the norm. Let's put it that way. So I'm very happy about that. I need to go back in the app and check for that deal because I haven't used that yet.
We were talking about how America needs to up their meat pie game. You go to South America, they got the empanada. Yeah, what's the other one that they have down there?
In South America?
What do you mean? Is it sofrita or...
Isn't
that another fried something?
I'm not sure what the sofritas are.
Anyway.
You should know that.
You go to the UK, they got all the meat pies and the hand pie. Why don't we have more of that here? You go to Amish country, you got a little fried pie, but I'm talking about savory inside the pie.
Yeah.
Our guy Fish, who used to work in Washington, D.C., sent me a website for a place called Pie Shop in Washington, D.C. The website is just pieshopdc.com. And they have... what we've been talking about. They have savory pies, they have quiche, and they have sweet pies. And that's what they sell.
Yeah. Now, their pies, though, they're not handheld. These are like knife and fork, sit down.
These are knife and fork. Yes, they're not handheld pies. But still, barbecue pulled pork pie, tire beer brat pie, chicken dinner pie, ratatouille pie, Guinness steak pie. Steak, mushroom, onion, Gruyere pie. I mean, these are things that I want. I want to tuck into a nice pie, especially when it's chilly outside.
Agreed. Yeah. These all sound delicious. By the way, I forgot about this when we were talking about the meat pie thing. When we were in Seattle, I can give you another option for meat pies if you're ever out that way. They have a chain of restaurants. There's three or four locations called Premier Meat Pies. And they've leaned into they're very heavy on like the soccer thing. The Premier is supposed to be like Premier League.
I got it.
Even though they won't say that. But they had soccer, TVs on with soccer in it, all the stuff, a lot of it was soccer themed. They had jerseys up in the restaurant. But they had a lot of different things. Like, how about a hatch chili and chicken pie? How about a classic Scottish pie, which had ground beef, oats, and traditional seasonings? A Guinness Irish stew pie. A lamb curry pie, shepherd's pie, Tillamook mac and cheese pie, steak and mushroom pie. So I'm saying, these type of places, they're good. He mentioned one in the D.C. area. I just gave you one in the Seattle area. Maybe it's time for you and I to go into the pie business, buddy. Maybe it's Man and Bones Just Pies.
Just Pies is a place locally here.
Oh, it is? Oh. Well, then, all right. It's Man and Bones Not Just Pies. And we have other things than pies, but we also have pies. But we have meat pies and fruit pies.
I think we need a better name.
Okay. How about Man and Bone?
Stuff My Crust.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. How about Man and Bones, get in there and eat that pie. Get into the restaurant and eat our pie.
It just seems a little long.
Well, you know. I'm working on
that. Get in there and eat that pie. It just doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Yeah, sure. In either case, we need more meat pie establishments and savory meats and pastry establishments. The empanadas, though, are good. Handheld. That's what I'm looking for.
There are two things I discovered today. Number one, AOL.com lives. I didn't know.
What?
Yes.
No.
AOL.com lives.
What?
I saw this story on AOL.com. The headline is 14 healthiest fast food desserts, according to dietitians. I'm also going to point out that you probably shouldn't be having dessert if you're worried about what dietitians have to say.
Well, right. I don't.
But here's what they're saying is that
I don't understand.
If you're going to have something, these are the healthiest options. Their number one pick on here, McDonald's vanilla soft serve cone. Again.
You know why?
Because you go and order it and say, sorry, we don't have the machine working. And it's, like, there's zero calories right there.
That's exactly where I was going, buddy. You got me.
Number two, White Castle strawberry swirl cheesecake, which I was unaware they had, but it's a piece of cheesecake on a stick.
Oh, they like to do a lot of the desserts on a stick things. They got a few different cheesecakes you can get on a stick, I believe.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It's only 150 calories.
This is, I think this is a thing people don't understand about desserts. Some desserts can be fairly low in calories. It's the portion size that'll get you. If you want a sweet thing, like you can go get a like Twix. I think two of those is like 200 calories or something like that. It's not a lot. Just get two Twix bars. Go to a candy bar. A lot of those are around 2, 210.
Yeah.
It's like a can of pop.
Not if you get the king size.
That's what I'm getting at.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you went and got candy and didn't get king size?
No, I actually yell at no one in particular when I pick something up and it says, sharing size.
Oh,
don't tell me what to do.
Give me
Shut
a break.
Up. If I want to shove it all in my face, that's what I'm going to do. Don't tell me to share it.
Do you know, I've tried to like do that with a Reese's peanut butter cup where I look at, it's what is the standard Reese's peanut butter cup size? Two of them.
Yeah.
I buy it, take it out to the car because it's not making it home. Crack that bad boy open, and I'll get a thought in my head of, you know, I really love Reese's Pe-, and then I'll go, they're gone. What happened? Did I black out? Was this empty? I have inhaled them so quickly, I'm not used to the timing on that, because I'm usually eating a four-banger of Reese's peanut butter pies, or that too, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Now we got peanut butter pie.
Oh my gosh. I'm just telling you, two of them is, but that, if you can do that, that's like 200 calories. It's not a lot of calories. It's the fact that then you go, that's really good. I'd like to do that tomorrow and actually today. And actually, I'm going to go back in there and get two more of those. And then you end up eating way more than you meant to.
I have gotten so used to the bigger size Reese's products that when I just have a regular cup, to me, that's bite size.
It doesn't even compute.
I don't take a bite.
Oh, you mean of the big cup?
The regular size cup.
No, you mean you get the big cups?
I get the big cup. I get the shapes. These are all things that are conducive to a bite. But if I get just a regular cup, I'm just shoving the whole thing in my mouth.
Mm.
I'm not biting.
You know, I got a tip here, a Fat Boy food tip.
We got to take a break.
I know. We're going to have a little extra because this is about meat pies. Oh. One of our listeners has given us an update on a chain restaurant that is trying out meat pies.
Okay. All right. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 at 5th Avenue. And we've got a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 161 between Kitzmiller Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
If you are looking for a place to have an evening or a midday or an early morning,
yeah,
because it's open for you, I recommend our friends at Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sports book. Food, drink, two huge walls of TV, and all the action that you can handle.
All of it.
Tell them that me and Bones sent you. Just to the security guy when you walk in. He's going to check you.
Yeah.
Check your ID. Check your bag. Make sure you're not carrying anything. Mm-hmm. And then all you say is common man and T-bone.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing is going to be to say back to you, what? And you say again, common man and T-bone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you heard me. That's the
that comes later.
Okay, sorry.
That comes later. Eventually, we get to the point where they throw you in that little jail that they have at Hollywood Casino in the back.
I've definitely never seen it, Mike. Never been there.
Just keep saying common man and T-bone. They'll know what it means.
They'll eventually know what it means. That's
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
I told you before the break that we were talking about meat pies and how we want to see those become a bigger thing. We need more places that do meat pastry type products. Empanadas I love, and there are places that do those in town. We need this on a wider scale.
Yes.
Cucho Divot, who listens to the show, tweeted us and said, Crumble was testing hand pies in the last year, and he sent us a link. So let me read you the story.
Just sweet, I assume.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
No?
Crumble, if you're not familiar, is the cookie company that makes delicious, gigantic.
Huge, huge cookies.
Huge cookies.
Huge.
Jen Winters brought us the first Crumble cookies I ever had. She brought us like a tray of them. And I made the mistake because there were so many of them. I was like, well, I'll eat one. What I didn't realize is Crumble typically gives you like a pizza slicer, like a little divider thing that cuts them into fourths or eighths or something. So you're supposed to like cut them and then you can have like for an office. If you're getting a bunch of these, you take a piece of one, a piece of the other, so you can try all these different ones. Well, I just said, I want to try one of the cookies. So I ate one. And I looked at the calorie info. It was like 700 calories. And I didn't look it up quick enough because then I said, I'm going to eat another one. And then
You had two.
And I wanted to pass out. It was so much food. So they have, according to Newsweek, Crumble has 900 locations nationwide.
They do?
I had no idea there were that many of
them. Let them live.
All right. So they apparently are trying out new meat snacks, which they say resemble traditional empanadas. These went live in their Provo, Utah location, which is their flagship store. They have six flavor options: shepherd's pie, barbecue mac and cheese, pizza, ham and cheesy potato, bacon and egg, and chicken pot pie. One hand pie costs $4.50. A four pack is $15. Now that's all right. If you can give me a meat pie for $4.50,
it's hard to get anything for $4.50.
I would, assuming it's not like it's Crumble. I assume it's going to be a decent sized piece of food.
Is there a picture?
No, there's no picture of this. But this story is from October of last year, 2023. So they were trying it. I don't know how well it sold. I could understand if someone came into Crumble thinking I'm going to get a sweet cookie of some kind, and then they said, "Do you want a mac and cheese pie?" And you might be like, "What?" Maybe people aren't ready for that there, but if they've got 900 stores, that means they have the footprint that we're talking about to get meat products, like meat pie products out there, empanadas out to the general public everywhere. Closest we've ever had to that was when Taco Bell said, we're going to do empanadas, and all they were like an apple cinnamon pie. Still good. I bought them. They were delicious, but Taco Bell should have stuffed some meat and cheese into that stuff, or a little, I don't know, chicken and rice.
There's a guy on TikTok
could done anything like that
reviewing these.
Oh, okay. How does it look?
Well, it looks like you maybe can get 5 bites out of one. 5-6 maybe.
Okay.
I'm not listening to the video. He doesn't look enthralled by the taste.
So it's not like a $5 footlong. I mean, they're not going to be so big that you could just make a meal. But
but you know what? It looks like a decent snack.
Okay. Or you can get two of them. That probably makes a decent meal.
Yeah.
Also, GK sent us a tweet. Not sure if you've been to the UP of Michigan. We've talked about wanting to go up there.
That's on the bucket list. And we want to go there.
And what do they do up there? I forgot all about this. GK said, but they are all about pasties up there. The hand pies full of savory stuff, not the nipple guards. Yes. But I want to go up there and get a pasty. He also said, hashtag live free or pie. Now, that's a good name. We could do that for our meat pie place.
Probably taken.
Probably is.
Didn't we hear that the UPers hate the Wolverines too?
Oh, yeah, I think that's true.
Because they hate all mainland things.
Yeah, they're not a fan of, they probably hate Sparty, they hate all that. They're
so just, we can go up there and spread our religion of Buckeyes.
That's right. I think we talked about how we were going to go up to the UP and have like a Buckeye rally up there to say, we're taking the UP back.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Toledo, we'll get the UP. And Wisconsin, sorry, you can't have it either. This is, we're helping, we're going to spread the good word about Ohio State up there. I think that's right.
What else? I had something else to say to you.
I
forgot what it was.
I have wild cards. Do you want any of those?
Yeah, but now this is going to bother me.
Okay. Well, Jared said, Fat Boy food tip for me, new flavor of Dr. Pepper out, creamy coconut, perfect for common man, creamy nuts. Creamy coconut, I guess is what he's saying.
This is a real flavor?
I guess. I'm not aware of it.
I haven't tried it.
I've not tried it. Let us know if you've had it, if it's good. We should try that on the show next time. Crew Wesley says, my guys, you love tournaments, you love table tennis. How about a fan host and listener table tennis tournament? And T-Bone, should we bet on a host or a listener to win it all? Well, I would tell you to bet on a couple hosts.
We can't
here.
Have ringers coming in here.
What do you mean, ringers?
Like if you played general semi-pro ping pong.
How many semi-pro ping pongers do you
think there
are? I
bet you somewhere in our listening audience, there is someone who, you know, did the Forrest Gump thing. And played ping pong professionally.
Oh, I thought you meant worked on a shrimp boat and knew someone named Lieutenant
Dan. No, didn't Forrest Gump do that?
Yes, he did. I know he did everything. He ran across the United States. He was shot in the buttocks.
I bet you there's somebody in our listening audience that is a ping pong ringer.
Okay. You know what? I think a ping pong tournament sometime in the next year would not be a bad idea. Now, I don't know how good anybody would be here. I know you and Timmy are the best
we've got.
Timmy
and I play, but I'm sure that you guys out there, there's a couple of you that would just come in and kill us.
But I would, you know what? I honestly think the reason you guys would lose is not because of skill, it's mental weakness.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think the pressure of knowing that everyone's expecting you to be the best at this tournament, that would be where you guys would fold.
If we played doubles and Timmy and I were on a team.
Now,
what would happen is midway through the game, we would actually murder each other. And you would win by disqualification because we're dead.
Like, I think you're pretty mentally tough when it comes to it. But you've talked about this, how Timmy, once he gets going.
He's better now.
Is he?
He used to just break down.
Oh, really?
Like, if he went into a 5-point hole in a game, that was it for him.
He digs himself out now.
He would pout. Yes, now he's mentally stronger.
Getting him that sports psychologist was really a good idea. I'm glad you did that for him.
We got our money spent well here at the Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. He also is the Antichrist. Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident blocking the center lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at 33. It's causing a 10-minute slowdown. And we've got a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
You know, last week was his going away party, but we're never truly going to get rid of him. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, and you're absolutely right. You are never, ever, ever going to get rid of me, the two of you. I will be around to haunt you forever.
We wouldn't want to get rid of you, Rims. No way.
You've been home for about a week. Are you enjoying yourself?
Well, number one, I haven't been home for a week. And number two, this is a similar situation to what it is every year. When the hockey season ends, either with or without playoffs, I head back to Florida, visit my wife, visit the three dogs that you guys really love. And, hey, just getting back into the normal routine. What will really change, obviously, at this point, at least, is the fact that in September, when training camp begins, I won't be there. And that'll be tough.
Now, I know that some people may think, well, you just come off of this long hockey season. It's 82 games. You're traveling. You're emotionally exhausted. The last thing you're probably doing is immersing yourself in playoff hockey. Now, I know you, so I know that's not true. I know you've probably watched every single game so far, right?
I've watched many of them, and you're absolutely right, Mike, and you do know me well. I was there last night for the second game in the Tampa, Florida series, a game that went to overtime before Florida prevailed again on a goal by Verhaeghe. But I got to tell you, my favorite goaltender of all time, Sergei Bobrovsky, who saluted me in the previous visit just a few weeks ago when the Blue Jackets played Florida, and I had a nice visit with him in the Florida dressing room after the game. He was sensational last night. He made a couple of saves. Well, one in particular was the save of the year. I don't care what goaltender made what save earlier on this season, but he moved from one end of the net to the other and somehow blocked a shot that he had no business stopping. It was the save of the year, in my opinion. But you're right. I've been watching all the games, and I intend to do that again here tonight.
Speaking of former Jackets rims, I saw that Artemi Panarin in a little bit of hot water, at least in the Capitals' perspective, because they feel like a hit that he delivered on TJ Oshie was a bit above and beyond. They lost that game to the Caps. But what'd you think of that hit? Did you think that was overboard or more of a situation of a guy who usually doesn't make that type of play doesn't get called for it because no one really expected it?
You know, I don't think Artemi Panarin would ever throw a dirty hit in his life if his life counted on it. No, I had no problem with that. I think the Capitals are just overreacting. They should be more concerned with hits that Tom Wilson throws, and we all know about he intends to hit to hurt. And no, I have no problem with Panarin. And by the way, Artemi Panarin has had just a sensational season, and he's off to a pretty good start here in the playoffs as well.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friend's rims?
Well, the first place, or should I say the last place I went before heading to the airport was Buyers Imports by the Airport. You guys, I'm sure, will be very pleased to learn that with your idea of putting a Rimmer premium on my automobile, not only did they put a premium on it, but they sold it within hours.
Nice.
Before I landed, that car, the Rimmer Premium, was sold, as was another Macan. The point is, they've got some great cars in the dealership, both new and pre-owned. And it's not only the Porsche dealership, but it's Subaru. It is Audi with all the new Audis that are out there and available, electric and regular. It's the place to go, the only place to go, and that's Buyers Imports by the airport.
Now, when you traded the car in, when you gave the car back, did they find Emil Bemström's body in the back right away, or did it take a few days?
Well, last I heard of Bemström, he did score a goal in the Penguins' final game, so he did not end up in the back of that car. And I'll tell you, if it did, the car would not have sold. It would still be on the lot.
Boston and Toronto tonight. From Toronto, I know that you have strong feelings about the Leafs. Everybody in Canada does. Break down this game for us tonight.
Well, they're hoping to have Nylander back tonight. It remains a game-time decision. I would think if he plays, that gives Toronto the edge. They're back on home ice. And that goal that Austin Matthews scored for the game winner the other night against Boston. Now, I did talk today. As you know, I keep in touch with present and former Blue Jackets. And I did talk to Andrew Peak today, and I know it hasn't been released in Boston, but I will tell you that having talked to him, he did have surgery on his hand yesterday. He's got a broken finger that needed surgery, so he is out for 3 weeks. And he had been playing every game for the Bruins, and they're really upset that he'll be gone here now week to week. He figures that he'll be able to play in the next 3 weeks, and he'll be a big loss because he's their shutdown defenseman. With all the offensive defensemen that they have there, they've counted on Peak, who has pretty well played every game since he was dealt to Boston. And I think that Toronto back on home ice should win the game, but certainly they can also capitalize on the loss of Andrew Peak, who's become an important player for the Bruins.
Rims, I've got just more of a life question about watching hockey for you personally when you're there in Florida. Your lovely wife, Farrell, I know that she has been through it all with you, you know, thick and thin, all the years of calling hockey. When you get off the road and done with the season and you sit down and say, let's watch a playoff game, does she go, sounds good, hon, and sits right next to you and you both are watching it with the same intensity? Or does she go, good night, Jeff, and then just like heads off to the room and is like, all right, that, I'll let Jeff go watch that now, and that's it?
None of the above. She says, go to the room. Go to your room and watch it there. I'm watching something here on the big TV.
It's good to know that, like, a guy of your stature in hockey, where you broadcasted the game for decades, you've seen everything one can see, you have the same thing occasionally at home, which is, all right, go to the other room and watch your shows. I got my shows going on. That's good.
Well, that makes for a healthy relationship. That's why we in November will celebrate 49 years of marriage. How about that?
What's your great pet name? I'm sure she's got some name that she calls you. What is it?
Do you have a pet name for me, Farrell?
A-hole is not one of them.
No, she's never called me that in 49 years, or almost 49 years. I can assure you of that.
What does she call you? Well, does she call you Jeff?
If you have to ask her what the pet name is, then she probably doesn't have one for you.
She calls me Rims. Hey, Rims.
Oh, that's my. Right. No way she does that.
That's what we call you. That kind of now makes me not want to call you that, because it feels
call
like...
Call me Rims.
Yeah.
She wants me to tell the truth.
What?
I'm in trouble now. See, you guys have got me in trouble.
Why there
you
go.
She wants me to tell the truth. She does, on occasion, allow me to watch the hockey game on the big TV. Okay. The big TV in the family room, so...
Like an 8x10 in your office.
We gotta get her on the extension.
This is great. Yes. I love it.
Well, maybe next week she could do name dropping. She knows some pretty good names, too.
All right, we got 1 minute left. Do you have any names to drop other than Andrew Peak and Sergei Bobrovsky?
I got a lot of people that I saw in the building here in South Florida, but nobody that anybody would really get excited about. But as these playoffs go on, there'll be more and more celebrities there, and I'm sure I'm going to hook up here with Michael Bublé in the next little while, because he'll want to know about his Vancouver Canucks losing their starting goaltender last night. So it's a situation where it's fluid, if you will. But the names will start coming.
First of all, I'd like to think that someone who saw you in the arena the other night and hoping that you would bring him up on the show today is listening and crying. He says, no one anyone would care about. He's like, that was my big chance.
It's all these hockey people that, you know, nobody would really care about. They're scouts and general managers. I spent some time with Brian Engblom, who, of course, is a former Montreal Canadian, my broadcast partner for a year now down here in Tampa. Had a nice visit with Brian.
All he could take you was for a year, right, Rims?
Wait. I do have a name. What? The head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, John Cooper, maybe the best coach in the NHL, longest tenured coach. He called me a treasure and was a little upset that I was retiring. I've never been called a treasure before. How's that?
All right. You actually said that last week, but that's all right. We'll let you have it.
No, you know what? If you said it, I blacked out on it when you said it last week. I forgot all about that. Sorry, Rims.
Wait a minute. But I did see him again yesterday. They had the press conference because the team was staying at the beach, Fort Lauderdale Beach, and they didn't come in for a morning skate. They went to the beach and they played soccer. So yesterday at 5:30, they had a news conference or press conference, call it what you want, preceding the game and getting any lineup changes, etc. So, yeah, I got to see John Cooper again.
All right. Thank you, Rims.
More visits, the better.
Thank you. We'll talk
always
to you and Farrell next week. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll have Farrell ready to go.
Okay. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after Hamilton Road. And we have a small slowdown on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my wonderful wild cards. How's it going, Timmy?
I'm doing good, Bone. How are you doing?
I have a question for you, because we had this from Wildcard Wednesday. Someone asked us, do you think we should have a tournament of fan hosts and fan listeners for ping pong? And then they asked, who should we bet on, a host or a listener to win the tourney? And I said, I'm telling you, because I would say this on the air, I'm going to say it to your face.
And it's an open tournament. As far as the listeners go,
yeah, we have the Euchre tournament coming up on May 5th, I believe is when that is. Find out more details, 971thefan.com. But if we did something like that, it'd be open to whoever can register for it.
Yeah.
So,
I think we have to have,
what a fantastic idea.
I think we have to have qualifying night.
Okay.
Like we sell it to a bar, restaurant that has a ping pong table.
So and we get it down to like a 16 person.
People register,
right?
And they show up and they have to play their way in.
Yeah. So it's like eight on eight or something, or however many we get. I tell you what, you and I is kind of the thing where we play ping pong. But when Anthony Rothman picks up a ping pong paddle, things also get a little dangerous.
Well, that's what I mean. We also have to qualify here. There's two different brackets. There's the listener bracket. There's the fan bracket.
Okay.
The hosts also have to qualify.
I got it.
Producers.
So what numbers are you thinking? Four versus four? Just four of us here at the fan?
Yeah, probably. Qualify? Four versus four.
Whittle it down to that?
Yeah.
Well, here's the concern the listener had, which was, who should we bet on, a listener or a personality from the fan to win? And I said, as good as you and Mike are, I feel like the mental part of the game, knowing that you're representing the entire station and it's going up against anyone from out there,
we would choke under the pressure.
We'd crumble.
Yeah. I think it would be a little tough.
There's going to be a good player out there.
Yeah. But I would love to see it. I think it would be a great event. I think we should do it. I would want to broadcast live from there.
Here's my question. It'd be fun. Would we even qualify here at the fan? Because Rothman's good. Scotty Vegas is good.
That's true.
I think you guys would absolutely qualify.
Well, then
though, we
would be the four, I would think. I do agree that they would be the other two.
Okay,
if I had to place odds on who the four would be, it would be us four.
I've never seen the boatman play. Maybe Bodie is a ping pong wizard.
Bodie, you ringer?
Can you play? Bodie is shaking his head.
No. Nope, I guess.
Can I tell you something? That's what ringers say.
No, he's not.
Bodie doesn't do most things. He's just a he's hanging out at home.
Bodie doesn't do most things.
He's likely not done it.
It's not a very, I don't know if that's the best way to describe Bodie. Is like,
am I right? Am I wrong?
I'm a low maintenance person, I guess.
There you go. Sure. That's right. Yeah. Can I also say, though, Timmy, that is true of every human. Like, T-Bone doesn't do most things.
But I did ask Bodie.
I do a few things that I like, most people don't do most things.
If he would like a Common Man and T-Bone beer, to which you, what did you say?
He's never had beer.
No, it's not that he's never had beer. He said, I don't know if I've ever had beer.
That's
what you said to me.
There's a lot of things I don't know.
That's never my kind of guy. Maybe he was too drunk to remember.
He's exactly right.
We're going to find out at some point that Bodie was thrown from a horse when he was 16, and he has like the, Michelle Tanner? That's like he just...
Oh, amnesia.
And yeah, he just has a full episode where he's like, yeah, I don't remember anything before that.
Michelle Tanner.
Bodie probably has the wildest home life any of us could possibly imagine.
I guarantee it.
He has
you walk in his apartment, he's got meat hooks hanging from the ceiling.
He has a gimp dressed in leather that lives in the closet. Bodie's on that level.
Yes, master.
He's like, I'll tell you what. Each other all night.
That time that...
I'm back from work.
That time that...
I don't know, chops here.
Hi.
He's got fat chops actually stuck in the closet.
There you go.
Skinny chops once here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Different guy.
He's got chops as extra skin in the closet.
We got a prize bone. Come on.
Yeah. This we're going to give away. It's a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. This is for Wild Card Wednesday. I'm going to give this out to Layton, who was the guy who tweeted us about his girlfriend,
ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Ended up cheating on him with her half-brother, and then both of them got an STD.
Got gonorrhea.
Yeah. So congratulations to him for telling that story, and that gave us like a half an hour of discussion on this show.
The burning.
What's coming up on the Buckeye
Show? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. Yeah. You're good. It was done.
We got one day now until NFL draft, so hopefully the silly season It will end. It will end tomorrow. We'll talk about Marvin and some things being said about him by NFL types. And Devere Posey will serenade us with stories about his draft process and then everything that ensued after he was drafted.
And then tomorrow night, big draft show with you and Tyvus.
Indeed.
Yes. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, I have a story about bad meat and I have a story about expensive houses. Which one would you rather have?
Bad meat.
Okay. A nationwide alert has been issued over ground beef contaminated with E. coli. This from the USDA. That's for Department of Agriculture, if you didn't know. The health alert was issued a few days ago. Greater Omaha Packing Company reported a problem where it discovered it inadvertently distributed ground beef that was found to be contaminated with E. coli to retail and food service locations nationwide. None of the contaminated ground beef is currently available for purchase by the public. However, some people may have already bought it, didn't know it. So they're asking you to check if it has a use-by freeze date of April 28th, 2024, and a packing date of 03-28-24, and an establishment number of established 960A. You just may have won a free pound of E. coli from the Greater Omaha Packing Company.
You may have earned a week in the bathroom.
Yeah, check your tickets now.
Or death. You could die from E. coli.
Yeah. That's right.
I say you eat it raw.
Now,
is this all ground beef?
It's ground beef that has
just this one company, this distribution plant.
If you have, I don't know where my ground beef is always packaged.
No, I don't either.
So it's you look at the date, you look at the packaging date, and then the establishment number, which is EST960A. The other real quick house story, 29500 Heathercliff Road in Malibu, California. This is a 4-bed, 2-bath house. It is not beachfront. It is 1600 square feet.
All right.
$2.1 million. Okay. You're saying Malibu, we know prices are expensive. How about this, Mike? If you don't like where it is in Malibu, you can get a truck to come and tow it away because it is a manufactured home.
For $2.1
million. $2.1
million
home in Malibu that is it looks very nice.
I understand. Because,
for what it is.
You know, they're going out to dinner and
trailer trash.
I paid $2.1 million for this home.
I live in Malibu.
Trailer trash.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Malibu High, probably very tough to break into that social scene, I would guess.
Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Teddy's back tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident on the left shoulder of northbound 315 at Kinnear Road, and expect another 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 between 270 Northeast and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit Oaks Roofing. RoofingandSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's a Fan Action Update.
This action update's brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Maybe the betting trend of the year so far. First half unders are now 16-3-1 in this year's NBA playoffs and 75-38-3 in the last 3 years in the play-in and first round. Wild. In the NBA today, Celtics are a 14.5-point favorite over the Heat, and Thunder are giving the Pelicans 7.5 for your Tipico action update. I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Baker. The Cleveland Guardians look to continue a five-game winning streak as they host the Boston Red Sox at 6:10 tonight. Carlos Carrasco starts for the Guards. The Cincinnati Reds continue their series with the Philadelphia Phillies at 6:40 down at Great American Ballpark. Nick Lodolo gets the ball for Cincy. The Columbus Clippers on the road in Syracuse to face the Mets. Game two of their six-game series, 6:35 first pitch. The Columbus Crew with a big one as they host Monterey in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. It's underway at 8:15 over at lower.com. Former Oakland forward Trey Townsend has committed to Arizona. Townsend chose the Wildcats over Ohio State. Two games in the NBA playoffs tonight as the Celtics host the Heat at 7 and the Thunder host the Pelicans at 9:30. The Cavs and Magic play game three of their series tomorrow at 7.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now, for almost 20 years.
It's called amateur pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it.
Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
that.
You
need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you.
Yeah, but don't you just stop it.
What am I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just.
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy. Who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you gotta do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think people get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Like every other fat soccer loving guy right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate. So. Good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.